Alabamians, along with a couple billion people across the world, are getting ready for a show in the sky Sunday night. There will be a total lunar eclipse. Some call it a super blood wolf moon. That's because the moon will be tinted with a reddish color. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen has more.
David Weigel, director of the Christenberry Planetarium at Samford University, says this weekend's lunar eclipse is exciting, but
it is billed as a super blood wolf moon, which is all sorts of nonsense.
Weigel has a different idea.
Maybe the more exciting term would be perigee syzygy. That would be the scientific term for this.
Perigee syzygy. Not sure that's more exciting. But either way, this eclipse features a supermoon. The moon appears slightly bigger because it will be at its closest point to Earth. It's also a total eclipse. So the sun, Earth, and moon are in perfect alignment. The Earth blocks direct sunlight from reaching the moon, and Weigel says the light that does hit the moon is bent through the Earth's atmosphere.
So it's as if you have all of the sunsets of the Earth shining on the moon at the same time, and that turns it red.
Which is why some people are calling it a blood moon. A wolf moon is the full moon of January. So, super blood wolf moon or perigee syzygy. Check it out in the night sky this Sunday. The total eclipse will last a little over an hour, starting just after 10:40 p.m. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.